All right, everybody, welcome back. Another episode of Buddy's Podcast. We've got a Super Bowl recap, NBA bets this weekend, UFC. Here we go. Episode 80-something.
Let's get it.
All right, everybody, welcome back.
What up, what up?
What up, Chris?
Briss. What up?
Speaking of which, we were just watching a rollback of the South Park episode.
Good old South Park days.
Chris, give him the rundown of what the hell we just watched.
You know, the fact that the Crip and Blood episode where Timmy and Jimmy literally thought that the Crips were crippled people, not a street gang.
Yeah, so they joined the Crips.
Yep.
They killed 13 Bloods the first night.
Just easily, like it was nothing. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back, folks.
So, yeah, I think I mentioned it in the opener. Mm-hmm. Do a little recap of the big game. Sorry, Chris.
You know, I feel
how you
felt. But I'm going to
throw this in your face.
I didn't throw it in your face when the Rams got fucking shafted, all right? So, you know.
You and me are different animals, man.
I'm throwing it in your face. I'm going to remember that. I try to take the high road, but I see I have to go the low road now, you know?
No, but we're going to run that one back. We might even just watch the whole game. We'll see.
Right. We could potentially.
Yeah, I'm just going to make Chris relive that.
I mean,
not even a touchdown, man.
Dude, that's the worst part. And there was so many that were close.
I know.
Like, you just look like, oh, it's a touchdown. Nope. Yeah. That's a touchdown. Nope.
I mean, the Bucks literally came out and played their pretty much our best game of the season.
Easily, yeah. Like, that and the Green Bay game, two of the best games I've seen them play all year.
Yeah, I mean, aside from throwing three picks, but the defense
the championship, but, like, the one from, like, in the middle of the season.
Oh, right.
When they first played Green Bay down in Tampa, and they just, like, punched them in the mouth, and it was like, these are your NFC champion Packers that you expect to do everything?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, bet.
I mean, you called that one. We've said it time and time again on the podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to... I think my fucking cord was all tangled up.
Uh-oh. Ooh, they got Woj on the pregame show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
So we're going to do a little bit of basketball, you know, kind of cover the last week. I've watched so much basketball.
Dude, I've watched so much basketball, too. It's ridiculous.
I've watched more basketball this month than I think I did all last season.
Same.
Not kidding, man.
Same.
I've been tuned in every single night to,
like, almost
every game.
I've been watching every Pistons game.
Right.
Like, dude, and they're very entertaining. Like,
they're a fun team to watch.
If you watch them smart, where you're not really expecting them to win, you're just looking to watch a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, you're going to have a show.
Yeah. Because
they literally show up and put on a good show.
Right.
It's just they don't have the consistency down yet, which is coming. It's coming.
So what is it? 7 o'clock Friday? Did the Knicks start yet?
7:30, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a little skin on that one.
Oh, snap.
I even took the Pistons with the Celtics laying 8.
Hey, man.
You know, kind of have to. No Plumlee hurt us last night.
I'm so pissed at the whole benching of LaMelo Ball in the fourth quarter the other night because it totally killed a bet I had.
Right, right.
Dude, like, he was literally a stat off of everything.
Yeah.
And not playing in the fourth killed it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's more than, like, earned that starting role.
He's been playing phenomenal. I mean, he turns the ball over, but when you're trying to make plays the way he does, especially as a rookie.
Right.
It's part of the growth, you know?
Like, I feel like his ceiling's a lot higher than Lonzo's.
Dude, and he's been, like, shooting the lights out from the three range, too.
Man.
Like,
I know.
Melo is a baller.
Yeah. We got a big UFC 258 tomorrow night.
Yep.
Usman Burns plus some other, you know, Gastelum. There's some good fights on that card.
It is.
Talk about, you know, off-season in the NFL. We talked about it last week. As soon as the season ends, dude, the following day, man, the off-season just kicks
into high
gear.
Dude, even the night before, which I don't think that trade that I thought was going through is going to go through now because I still haven't heard anything about it.
Which
the whole
one?
Potential Wentz for Foles and another offensive player trade.
Right.
Like, ever since hearing about it Saturday night, I've heard nothing else.
Right.
Short of Tariq Cohen kind of debunking it, saying, because, like, you think – another offensive player, they can't trade AR. He's not under contract.
Right, right.
They're not just going to trade Mooney when they just drafted him this year.
Exactly.
And they're probably losing AR. That's a stupid move.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not giving up Montgomery because what do you need Montgomery for when you have Miles Sanders?
Yeah.
So Tariq Cohen was, you know, possibly the obvious choice,
right.
But apparently not.
Well, Tariq Cohen, I mean, he's shown the last 2 years, like, he's definitely a spark plug.
Yeah,
definitely
he is.
An offensive threat. Like,
mm-hmm.
But he can't play a full season.
Nah, he can't.
it wouldn't make sense to go out and try and acquire him for a guy that's gonna give you seven games.
You know, when you already have insurance at the running back position, fair.
Maybe.
Yeah. But Philly needs receivers.
I mean,
I've
heard more about him going to places like Indy or something.
That's fair.
Honestly, I don't understand why Pittsburgh is not like a huge contender for some of these quarterbacks, like these big names. You haven't heard anything about Pittsburgh.
Because they're still stuck. Well, Pittsburgh doesn't have the money. Pittsburgh's broke as far as salary cap, especially considering they have to convince Ben Roethlisberger to take his pay cut because I think he's owed $40 million next season.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they have to convince him to take a pay cut.
Like, they're close, man. You saw them.
They're very close. It's just really the running game failed them.
Right.
Imagine if Pittsburgh was to bring in Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that'd
be
crazy.
They're a contender. They are actually a threat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Jones and then, Ben Roethlisberger to not be an idiot.
Yeah.
But, and I think they kind of foreshadow that Ben is definitely on his way out by bringing in Haskins the way that they did.
True.
Because I think they've established, Rudolph ain't the guy.
Well, clearly not.
I mean,
the season before, they couldn't even hang with the Browns who weren't ready yet.
Exactly.
Indy, all these guys. And then you hear, all the Deshaun Watson rumors and things like that. Yeah. We've been talking about that, a lot on the pod lately.
Yep.
Where's he going to end up? Houston says they're not trading him.
They say they're not, which
I don't buy that.
I don't, but I mean, if they're doing it in the strategy that, I told you a second ago might be well, which they're just basically playing poker with it, like, hey, all right, we know these quarterbacks are on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is at the top of the line. So therefore, we let everybody else set the market for what a quarterback moves for. That way we got a king's ransom.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's no question. Deshaun is a top three franchise QB you want to build your team around.
For sure.
Easily.
For sure.
Like, technically he's number two. Because if you had a choice, it's Mahomes, then Deshaun. And then you kind of go into, the territory of Lamar, Josh Allen.
Russ.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, guys that you can build something in the future with.
Right.
And are already good.
Yeah. I mean, Deshaun, outside of Mahomes, I think he's the guy.
Like, he's literally number two.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not a knock to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. It's just if you're building a franchise
that you
want to go for, the next decade, these guys are here for the next decade at least.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, the Rams just got in this, made their move, and got out. Like, Stafford, I feel like for the price that you're paying is going to be the highest productivity for the price. Yep. You're not going to overspend on somebody like Stafford. Like, technically they did, but basically, they've been rolling without a first-round pick anyways.
Exactly.
So that's kind of nothing to the Rams. Like, we'll give that up. We've got a team already. They already have a ton of superstars. The defense is, across the board, one of the nicest in the league. They've got all the skill players already locked up. Cam Akers clearly showed he can be a guy that's going to, help you move the offense.
Yep. And honestly, speaking of defenses and pivoting, imagine, which this is a dream come true for me. J.J. Watt says, you know what? I'll take a pay cut, go to KC and win a ring. Can you imagine?
Calm down, Chris.
Can you imagine that? A pass rush of him, Chris Jones, and Frank Clark, who actually came along this year and showed up compared to the year before.
Right. And honestly, that realistically could happen.
You cannot double team both Chris Jones and J.J. Watt.
No, you can't do it. No.
Because then you're going to leave Frank Clark wide open to just feast on you one day.
And I mean, that is something that could legit happen.
Yeah. Like, everybody's saying Green Bay is the move for him because he wants to go back to Wisconsin. And then, Pittsburgh because he wants to play with his brothers. But
your best chance at a ring
is technically Kansas City because you help shore up that defense with a better pass rush.
Yeah.
The line comes back healthy next year.
Right.
You're walking to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh is the favorite right now, but I mean, you can't just go off of what Vegas puts their odds at.
Exactly.
I mean, Stafford, the Rams were like nowhere to even be seen on that list.
And, right.
They had the Colts at plus 400 or whatever it was.
Yep.
And that's where he's at, looking to go. I don't know. I could see Watt totally signing with the Steelers, though.
Mm-hmm. I could see him signing, honestly, with the Steelers or the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Yep. What else we got? Looking at some of these notes. I feel like these are notes from last week.
Might be.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anyways, rumors. Mm-hmm. NBA rumors. We've got the Knicks laying two. I think it's up to three now, plus three. And ever so conveniently, Bradley Beal's just sitting out.
I wonder why.
Against old Tarrytown. That smells a lot like Beal could be making a move for New York.
Bait.
And I mean, they're New York's making a push. They're making a push to acquire guys. They got Derrick Rose. I mean, I feel like they might unload, bring in Beal, and actually try and make a run this year.
They could easily too.
They should. He's got to still be the leading scorer in the league, right?
Oh yeah.
In terms of average,
easily. Yeah.
I mean, you bring him in. The Knicks have actually been playing great.
Mm-hmm.
You bring him in.
Like, you mix him in with that defense that they've got that's playing well?
Yeah, man. Like, which, they're only second to the Lakers in terms of defense.
Right now, I will admit, I was wrong about Tibbs in New York. I didn't think it would work.
Yeah.
But it's working so far. They're a great defensive team.
Right.
Like, I honestly was highly skeptical of Tibbs as the head coach there.
Yeah.
But, man, he's got those young guys, you know, defensively locked. Oh, Steph's creeping up on Bradley with these, you know, 40-point games that he's been dropping.
Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah, Bradley's at 32.8, and Steph is averaging 30. Dame's just under 30, and so is Embiid and Zach LaVine. Wow, Zach LaVine's top five.
Yeah, man. He's been just fucking lights out.
But, dude, I've been a Zach LaVine fan for so long. It's like, it's kind of hard to not be a fan of Zach.
Right. Is Jeremy Grant anywhere even close?
He's actually in the top 20.
Okay.
Yep. He's number 19. He's actually just under
14 or 15, not too long ago.
He's just under Zion. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
He's been kind of slow, but I mean, like, DeLon Wright, Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys have kind of taken over the past few games.
Yep.
You know, for the Pistons, and it's really kind of ate into Grant's numbers. But Pistons overall kind of playing better as a team. Like, they beat, what was it, Philly, right?
Yeah, they beat Philly.
They beat Philly.
They beat the Lakers.
Beat the Lakers again.
Yep.
Chris, actually, you shared the post with me the other day where it was like the Pistons as Captain America.
Man.
And it was like the skinny version against bad teams.
Dude, NBA, just schedule the Pistons to only play contenders for the rest of the season.
Yeah, dude.
They are world beaters right now.
Yeah, no shit. So they've got, who do we got tonight? We got Boston tonight. This smells like a Detroit coming in and playing their, you know, Super Bowl.
Man. Like, hey, we got to beat up on these guys. We're world beaters. We got this.
Right.
Man.
I mean, it sucks that they're in last place, but you can see a lot. Like,
you see
in terms
a ton
of like
potential
the,
there.
Yeah, the young talent, man. Isaiah Stewart has just been an absolute spark plug.
Yeah.
Sadiq Bey, another player who, like, you see him out there, you know he's out there, you know?
Right. Like, dude, they've got some young guys. And I was saying draft night, like, they actually did pretty damn good in the draft. And it's showing, like, that having a coach like Coach Casey, it's really working out.
Yeah.
Like, you see that there's a potential future here where you could be building a good team.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I think Casey's the best guy for the job.
Like, yeah, like, easily.
He's got them playing hard every night.
Yep.
Like, the only reason it looked like they got blown out by Indiana is that those guys caught fire right out of halftime.
Like, they were not missing threes.
And they never took, they never let off the gas.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't miss anything. Pistons are just trying to, you know, score any way they can.
Create offense any way they can. And, yeah.
Like, Sekou.
Guys are still learning their game.
Yeah, man. Sekou came out there. He missed a bunch of just layups. They let him fire off threes. They let Dennis Smith try to get involved, you know.
And Dennis Smith was looking rust. You could see the rust of him not playing for over a year.
Yeah, he came out there. He looked lost on defense.
Like, he was literally handing the ball to the defense.
Right.
And Josh Jackson was like, he'll be straight. Like, he just, he said he had to tell him, like, just let it come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying to go out there and show the world he can do everything right now. Because he's got a chip on his shoulder. So, I mean, it's good that he has that chip prove. Yeah, Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's good that he has that chip on his shoulder to try to prove something. But, dude, you just got to slow it down a bit, and then you will be able to prove that.
Right. Dude, and Josh Jackson looked like he could be a premier guard in the league, man. Dude, did you see him last night?
This week he's been looking like he was. Because remember, at the start of the season, he was averaging, like, what was it, 17 to start the season?
Right, yeah.
Like, he's getting back to that form. It's
I know,
just,
man.
He's such a splashy player. So it's like, I'm seeing, all right, you got a week where he's on fire or 2 weeks where he's on fire, and then he kind of coasts off for a second, but then he comes back again.
I feel like he's a pretty emotional player, too.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
Like, he'll let people get under his skin and throw him off his game.
Yep. That happens.
How much longer we got for Killian Hayes? What is he, not another 4 weeks?
I was just thinking that, too, because I'm like, he should be coming back soon, actually. Because I'm curious to see him back in the lineup.
I think we got another month before we see him, actually.
Well, it was 2 months that they said he was out for.
Right. But that was just like, yeah, that was just like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, January 4th was when he actually went down.
Okay, so we got about another 3 weeks.
Yeah. Which will be right in time for the All-Star break. So he'll be back in the second half of the season.
That's legit, man.
Yeah. He should be back about the second half of the season.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. So.
Yep, they literally said that his injury was actually just rest and rehabilitation was all it needed. And, okay, never mind. Because this was January 20th. It was like he'll be reevaluated in 8 weeks to further and. So we still got about 6 weeks.
They'll probably take it slow with him.
Yeah, they will. They're not going to rush him back.
No, there's no reason to. There's no reason to bring him back and risk injury. It's not like they're, you know, making a run for anything. So
yeah,
that's good. He could be another guy who can come in next year and you'd be like, oh shit, I forgot we drafted him.
Yep, and be like, hey, he's actually killing it.
Right. All right, Knicks are already up.
All right,
24-18.
Go ahead, Knicks, Knickerbockers.
What else we got? We got Timberwolves and Hornets on right now too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, over the weekend, did you, anybody who's listening to this in Michigan, I know we've got, you know, people listening all over, but people in Michigan, they've got the Spread the Love on FanDuel.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't see this already.
Bro, put $50 on it.
Put your $50 on the Wolverines.
Do it.
For
I got home. My homeboy Kyle accidentally put less than 50 on. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you supposed to put the 50 on. You supposed to, that's when you max out.
Right.
Oh, and then did you put your 25 on a hammered over for DraftKings?
I did.
Yeah, because that one caps at 25. But
you
still.
Always got to take the gimmies, man, and then take that.
Dude,
you
like,
know,
we're already
20,
75 bucks up this weekend.
Right. It's a free.
What's good?
It's a free, pretty much a free $100 bill.
Exactly. Why not? I'll take it.
So, I mean, I've been getting killed on parlays this week, though.
Dude, and I've been hitting some. Like, not the big ones, but
right.
I've been hitting some. Like, oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
I know. You've texted me a few that you come out a winner.
Yep. And then some that I come so close. Like,
right.
Literally, Blake killed me one night, and LeBron killed me another night. And it wasn't even like they killed me by just not showing up. Blake just didn't do the production on points.
Yeah.
Which I should have listened to my first mind and went with him on the production that I initially said of points.
Well, you had the one where you like bet from to score 20, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, dude, at least you got to do like 10 points.
But
dude,
the
Blake's
odds went so much higher, dude. Like it spiked up the payout and I got greedy. My
right.
eyes got greedy there.
Yeah, man. You gotta still remember that you want to win the bet.
Dude, I had one last night for Boston and Toronto. That one actually made me laugh because I just put a little bit on it.
Yeah.
Only got a hit with Siakam. Like Jaylen Brown didn't hit his point mark.
No.
I had him to go over 20. I had Tatum to go over 25. That didn't hit. Like, none of them hit, except for Siakam scoring over 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I was getting a little worried. I had I had Miami and the Heat. Who'd they play? The Suns? No, they played...
Crap, who was it?
Rockets.
Yeah, it was Houston. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Jimmy had that triple-double last night, too.
I know.
Too.
He looked good outside.
He
actually hit a three, too.
He did.
Which is crazy.
Like, man. Like, he would shoot his three-point... percent.
You sent me the stats on it.
They put in a wager on Blake to dunk or not. It has been at this point 2 years now since Blake Griffin has last made a dunk in an NBA game, or at least attempted one.
No, dude, he hit one not too long ago.
It's been 2 years.
No, dude, I swear to God,
dude,
he hit one.
I was thinking that too, but Blake Griffin is literally that guy in 2K with the extremely exotic layup package.
maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, like because his layups, like he's literally up there just getting extremely athletic on the layups.
Yeah,
and it's like you're up there, just dunk it.
Yeah, that's like
you're
whenever,
right there.
Like back when I used to play 2K, every time I would do it,
yeah,
like, my guy would lay up every time, and I couldn't figure it out why.
Literally, what it is, yeah. Because I'm going through that with 2K now. Like I was playing in the park the other day with a couple friends,
yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, I'm about to cram on this dude. Nah, layup.
Chris hits him with the most shimmy layup of all time.
Dude. And then the worst part, it'd be like, oh, you missed this layup. I'm like, what do you mean I missed the layup? That was supposed to be a dunk. I did put one guy on a poster, though. It was kind of filthy. I was like, yes.
That's why I quit playing those games, man. Like,
it's
you
so
miss
fun
a layup,
sometimes,
that,
though.
That's just asking to put the controller through the
it
television.
Is.
You
it
know?
Is, yeah. Especially when it be layups and it's like, hey, I got this. And then the guy's badge kicks in for Intimidator and it's like, no, you do not have this.
What's the cool thing you sent me earlier? Mm-hmm. You can get in on the beta for the show 21.
Yeah, they that beta kind of out for both. They said they'll email folks if they get in on it when it's time for it to start up within the next few weeks.
Well, I feel like anybody who gets in on it now is going to be able to play it.
The early people, yeah, should be able to.
Because they're trying, it's just a server test at this point.
Realistically.
You know? The same thing with like all the Call of Duty stuff, you know. Yeah. They let also, like hundreds of thousands
they've
of
been
in.
They've been dropping like videos here and there on the show's Instagram.
Yeah.
Just, you know, letting you know, hey, this is, you know, what we're doing for the game this year. So one thing now, you can actually take your career player and put him into other game modes, they said.
What, so like you, franchise you, and shit?
Like Diamond Dynasty and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah, you can actually have him play between the two of it, and they said the experience can actually correlate between the two.
Really?
I'm like, oh, that's dope. Oh, and another thing, I'm so excited for this too. You can do an Ohtani.
Oh, really?
Yes, dude. I'm definitely making an Ohtani this year, dude. I'm doing it.
That's tight.
I'm definitely doing it because it's like I love pitching on the game, but I also love hitting.
Yeah.
So, dude, if I could do both, I'm sitting up playing that game for hours at a time.
I just wish they would change the mechanics on that game, man. Like, 2K,
I could see it possibly coming with the new generation, but I doubt it happens.
2K had it figured out to a T. Like, you just, you know, you have, like, the analog to where you're, you know, it's like the spin wheel. You just have to match it. Like, it makes it so much more, like, you can be dominant if you know how to pitch and you know, like, the art of pitching, you know? With this one, it just seems very random whether or not you're going to hit your spots, like, on this game mode. Because it's like a tap. It's like a timer thing.
Yep.
Like, it's hard enough to, like, put together, like, a perfect game.
Yeah, it really is.
And, like, it's almost impossible on this new one. Like, I understand how rare they are, but...
Yeah, but still.
Like, that's why no baseball game will touch 2Ks.
Yeah,
just because
that's
of
fair.
How good the... And the hitting mechanics were perfect, too, because it was
honestly,
that timing.
Everyone keeps saying, bring back NFL 2K. No, just bring back the baseball.
Right, just bring back
just bring that back. That's all you need to do.
Like, anyone who actually played 2K, like, they weren't really into it. They just liked it because...
Because it was cheaper.
Madden. Yeah.
And you just, yeah, that's really what it is. And I keep telling people that, no, that's not the case. That's not true. Yeah, okay. You just was trash. It's okay.
Right.
Because I remember that year, the hit stick was heavy. And I was like, I hate this game. I don't like this mechanic. Because if somebody hit sticks me, I'm fumbling every time. So, no, I'm done. Came back the next year when they had the truck stick, and I was like, oh, this balances that?
Right.
We good.
The only reason I wish they would come back with NFL 2K is just to make Madden a better game.
Yeah, just for the competition.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Because when you've got that competition, you're pushing yourself to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm kind of... Because, you know, the WWE games were fun for a second, and then 2K got the license, and they just kind of turned it to shit because it was just literally the same game every year.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I kind of want the new wrestling promotion, AEW. Well, not necessarily new. They're kind of a couple years in at this point. But I can't wait for AEW's game to drop. Because by them having a game and people, you know, gravitating to it because it's made by the guys. The guys that are doing that, they did No Mercy.
That game was great.
They got the developers behind No Mercy to come
really?
And do this one. Yeah.
I feel like people who want to make a wrestling game, they have to pass a series of tests, and it's like you have to have played WrestleMania 2000 in its prime.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not go back and play
Dude,
it
now. My top five wrestling games, in no particular order, WrestleMania 2000, No Mercy, I guess WCW, what was it, NWO versus WCW?
Yeah,
I like
that was
that
a
one.
Good game.
But they were all kind of the same game.
Right, they were all very similar.
SmackDown 2.
Those were good. Or like SmackDown versus Raw. Like, that was the
and
same.
And then SmackDown versus Raw 06.
Okay.
Those were like, that's my top five. Because 06, I think, had that, like, they had Road to WrestleMania and all that.
Yeah.
But like, the SmackDown game, when SmackDown first hit PlayStation, the first one was okay. But that second one, Here Comes the Pain, with
yeah,
Brock Lesnar
dude,
on the
that
cover.
That shit was tight.
Dog, that shit was legit.
Yep. There was also, like, some of the, like, even way back when, man, like, the WWF Royal Rumble
the
games.
The Royal Rumble's an arcade.
Like, back on,
yeah.
like, you know, Super Nintendo or whatever it was,
yep.
like it used the same like style as Mortal Kombat, where they would
yep.
take real people and just kind of put them in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a fun game. What were some of the other wrestling games that were out? Because there was other good ones. The N64, I feel like, are the, like the best.
Yeah,
ones,
the N64
though.
And like the PlayStation 1 was like
right.
the, to me the best era of wrestling games because that's when you had SmackDown kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that I never played it myself, but I heard Raw for the original Xbox was pretty solid.
Really?
I've heard people say good things about that, and I was shocked. I'm like, I did not think that was going to be that great, but okay.
Yeah, I've never played that one either.
But man, like, when SmackDown versus Raw was in its heyday as like a wrestling game, dude, that shit was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they was actually putting out a solid product every year with that. And then the creation suite was always the best part in wrestling games. Because in the SmackDown versus Raw days, like from the 360,
yeah,
you could literally just have music stored on your 360 or PS3.
That was the greatest thing to ever
happen. And you could
to
just make your entrance music.
Yep.
Dog, like, it was so fun. I did that shit with Tekken too on my 360. I had like music playing on certain stages.
Yeah. What game was that? Was that a wrestling game on 360? Because I used to do that too.
Yeah.
And then there was also because
it was SmackDown versus Raw on 360.
The UFC, the first one, I believe you could do that too. Yeah, you could.
Yep. I think Fight Night might have let you do it on Champion.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Might have been. The first UFC game was on Xbox One.
No, because they had. I thought they had one on 360, and before they did Xbox One.
Yeah, but it was like UFC Unleashed or whatever.
It was
something like that.
Hold on, let me see.
I never played it, but there's so many people still to this day say it's the best UFC game.
Really, Unleashed?
I don't know what it's called.
I like 4. Like I honestly like UFC 4. It is not
a
bad.
I only played it against you. Remember like when we were playing online?
Oh yeah, like I played through
your ass like 10 times.
Oh, here we go, dude. So funny story. I set up last week. Oh yeah, it was Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Yep.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yep. Because the developers of SmackDown versus Raw,
THQ, right?
Yeah, THQ.
Those are the
they
same guys that made No Mercy, right?
They were in a part of the development for it. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys used to make the best wrestling games.
Yeah.
Like, that's who easily. Needs to come back and like put together. Does 2K have like exclusive rights
for WWE? Yeah,
they do.
They got it. Yep, because they took the rights from them. Actually, I think the last one that they did was WWE. I think it was 13.
Whatever,
yeah, I think it was 13.
Do, like, the minors or whatever it's called, NXT or whatever the hell you call it.
It's all under WWE, unfortunately.
Oh.
So they would have to do like New Japan Wrestling or something like that if they wanted to do it.
All right. My buddy just sent me this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $10 5-leg parlay.
Okay.
He took the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did he? Oh, he took the Knicks money line. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because THQ was who did the SmackDown games. That was it. That was who developed SmackDown.
Right.
Yep. And then they.
And I thought they did No Mercy, too.
They tech. Nah, it was Ukes.
WrestleMania?
Ukes did
oh,
No Mercy.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yep, because they did SmackDown, and they did SmackDown versus Raw all the way till WWE 13 was like the last great one. That one was actually legit.
Oh, okay.
And then everything the years after has just declined into dog shit.
Well, that's because 2K just does baseball games, right? And that's pretty much it.
Well, no, it's just basketball at this point. Yeah.
I know, but the only thing they've actually done right ever is baseball.
Yep.
Like, even when like the 2K basketball series started, they were still years behind live.
Yeah, they were. Like, it took a second for them to catch up. And realistically,
in like 06 or something is when they really
a lot of people don't want to admit it, but they got drawn to the 2K games because they were dirt cheap. True. You were paying $20 for it at one point.
Right.
And so
it's a good way to market your
product. Yeah,
like
if you're cheaper and you're not a horrible game.
Right.
Oh, I'm paying $20. I'm not mad at this.
Yeah. So here, check this out. Five leg parlay. He took the Knicks money line,
okay,
which I like. He took the Mavericks money line over the Pelicans, which I believe the Mavericks are favored.
They are favored, yeah.
I don't like it.
I started to take the Pelicans money line because they actually had the better odds.
Right.
But I feel dirty betting against the Mavericks considering, you know, I'm kind of a Mavs fan.
They're just not clicking, man. They had that one game against the Warriors last week.
Yep. Like, they're so hit or miss.
But it was like Luka had to score like 40 points for them to win that game.
Yep.
And then the other game they won.
And they came out swinging on the Warriors, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that other game that they won.
So,
Luka
funny story,
because like,
you know how you needed them to cover the spread?
Who?
So,
Mavericks?
Yeah. In that game. Well, no, you needed Golden State to cover the spread by 4.
Right.
I knew somebody else that needed it to be lower.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh, sorry about that.
Right. So he took the Mavericks money line. Mm-hmm. He took the Pistons Celtics the over, which I could actually see that happening considering the lineups.
So I had a parlay the other night with the over, and it was for the Nets because Nets don't play defense. Of course they're going to go over.
You think?
Did not hit.
Yeah, you think.
see the Pistons and Celtics, I feel like you're not going to see a whole lot of half-court basketball. Yeah. You will from the Celtics, but the Pistons, they're going to be trying to just get turnovers and, you know, just get quick baskets. I feel like the over 211 is easy.
Yeah.
He took the Clippers money line at the Bulls. That's easy money.
Yep.
And then Denver money line against OKC tonight. That's those are easy. I think the only one he's really going to have problems with is the Mavericks.
So, like, because I might just kind of take that and kind of divvy it up a little bit. So you said he took Knicks money line.
He took the Knicks money line. He took Mavericks money line.
Okay.
He took the over on the Pistons. Celtics. Took the Clippers and Nuggets money line.
Okay. Yeah, because honestly, that don't seem bad.
Yeah, just the Mavericks, they're kind of shaky, man.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, that's really the shaky one out of the whole, you know, shebang there.
Right, right. What else? We got UFC tomorrow.
Oh,
258.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Usman Burns.
Usman.
Burns has looked real good his last few fights.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he could be a champion.
Yep.
I don't know why he looks so much better as of late.
Who knows?
You know, he's kind of an older dude, right?
Yeah, he is.
Isn't he like in his 30s? Like he's been around.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's 34.
Wow.
And I mean, like, I've seen this guy, you know, get beat up pretty good, and I'm just like, okay, but like when I first heard this, you know, fight announced, but then, you know, after I was like, oh wait, man, like Burns has actually been a dog lately.
Yep.
Usman, I think Usman's kind of easily gonna take this though.
Oh, he should. He should, yeah.
But Burns has beat some good fighters. Most recently, Tyron Woodley.
Yep.
A couple months prior to that, he beat Damian Maya, whatever.
Really?
Gunnar Nelson.
Hmm.
He lost to Dan Hooker, like...
Oh, really?
2 years ago. During the Miocic.
Do I want to take the Lakers 6.5 against Memphis?
Maybe. Is AD playing?
I don't. They said he's questionable, but I don't think he's playing.
Let's see. Pull it up for you real quick.
Yeah.
They said he's being careful with the Achilles.
But Memphis is missing pieces, so.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems a little dicey.
Yeah, it does.
Because who did LA play this week? They've been playing some close ones, haven't they?
I think so. Why won't it let me? Oh. Nah, I ain't going to take it. I'm going to can it.
There you go.
It's not because it's not the payout to me. I'm like,
quit doing live bets, Chris.
Well, it wasn't really a live bet. The only one that's
live.
Oh,
they come out of 10, don't
they? It's only like one game that's really live right now. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I won money off a live bet the other night, though. So let's be real.
Did you?
Yeah. College basketball game. I think State to go for the under after halftime. I was like, you know what? Fire it up.
All right.
Why not?
I don't know. Vegas money 70% on the Grizzlies. And that was since open. And they opened at 7.5. Hasn't shifted. I mean, it shifted a whole point, but
yeah.
I would shy away from it. It looks like AD is probably not going to play or something.
Fair.
Trick of the trade, everybody. Follow the money.
Yep.
Like, follow the Vegas money.
Follow the money.
I've been going against my own standards there, but I've actually made some money off of it though. So.
Yeah, and it's not just the gimmies,
right?
Dude, so remember how I said I thought I hit for Gronk on Sunday? Yeah, he was 2 yards short.
No way.
Yeah, that last one, like I needed him to get 69 or more.
Right.
He ended with 67.
Jesus Christ.
You talk about that somebody sucks. Pissed when they realize their money wasn't there. Oh.
Yeah, I bet. That sucks. I mean, when you're watching the game, it looked like he hit 100.
Dog, it did. Easily.
I guess it's also like the platform, you know, where he got all these amazing catches.
But like that
catches.
Last one was like a damn near 30-yard catch. Like
right.
It was his longest one. Yeah.
Right. Tell you what, I'm going to go take a quick piss, and then let's talk about that game.
All right.
Let's rub it in. No, just kidding.
Okay, bet. I'll see how it is.
And we'll be right back. All right, everybody, we are back. We were just talking. We're looking. Chris has
somebody who just pulled a futures bet.
Yep. Five-pick parlay. The Tampa Bay Lightning, Los Angeles Lakers, LA Dodgers, Oklahoma Sooners, and Kansas City Chiefs all to win it all within the next year. $1 can pay out for $7,000.
Yeah, and we were just talking about it real quick. Like, you know how hard it is to go back-to-back in baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could see the Chiefs going out and winning next
year. But honestly, kind of what I feel, too, look at how many years in a row, you know, the Dodgers have been there.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they just broke through this year, but they've shown they can get back there every year.
And getting somebody like Bauer, man.
Is,
you know.
You
just,
know?
Yeah.
And you won without him. Like,
right.
You were able to win it all without him, so you're just taking the load off of Kershaw and your other pitchers now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to win a championship.
Yeah.
You know, $1 to win 7,000. It's not even that. That's a huge come up, though. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take you a while, but that's not even like that far off. You're just taking favorites at this point.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you very well could hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could totally see the Lakers winning it. Totally see. What other sports do I even know? I don't really follow NCAA football or NHL like that. But
yep.
Who were the other ones? Oh, yeah, Kansas City. If I had to take a pick now, I think that would be my
pick for the
Super Bowl next year.
And, I mean, yeah, people are like, Brooklyn's a threat, but they got to prove it to me. I mean, sure, the Lakers look a little rusty because AD isn't himself, but LeBron's putting on a Superman cape right now. So,
I mean, LeBron,
and I honestly feel like by the time the playoffs comes, whatever shit AD needs to get together will have been gotten together.
Yeah, he will. He's just kind of nursing, you know, a potential scare, right?
Yep.
Like, if this were the playoffs,
well, even
there's
before,
no
even
doubt.
Even before AD went down with the injury, he hasn't been playing that well. Like, compared to AD standards,
right.
He's kind of fallen off a cliff.
But
so,
LeBron
yeah.
has put it all on his back. Yep. I mean, what he's
doing.
And
not just LeBron, other guys. Because you got, it's not like LeBron's averaging 30 a night.
Right.
You know, like, he's averaging some decent numbers.
Right. But really, but just going, like, watching, because I've actually pretty much watched every Lakers game,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least the last, like, 10.
Right.
And, I mean, just watching what he's doing this late, like, I mean, it really is like watching, like, the basketball equivalent of Tom Brady.
Yeah, literally.
It's insane.
Yep.
So, we were going to go back and talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Crazy game.
Dude, insane.
Probably the most least likely of outcomes.
Oh, highly, yeah.
It happened.
I know the guy that put money on fucking Tampa to not score a touchdown was sick.
Yeah, what?
Put money on him to get shut out, and it was like, oh, it's not gonna happen.
Wait, right. he put it all on Tampa Bay to not score a touchdown?
To not score a single point, he put it down for that. Yeah,
that's silly.
I'm like, dude, why would you do that? Come on now.
I haven't seen anything about anyone.
Oh, so did you hear
KC
about
not scoring a touchdown?
Did you hear about the streaker?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, but what about it?
So apparently, update, they're not giving him his winnings.
What do you mean they're not giving him his winnings?
Because they're like, the bet is void. You literally tried to intervene to make this bet happen. So, therefore, it's void. Because
what bet?
A guy apparently put a bet. So, the guy that did the streaking,
yeah,
he was friends with the guy that put a bet on a streaker to pop up at the game.
Wait, there was a prop bet for that?
Yep, it was
no
a prop
way.
Bet for it. Yep. And so, because of the fact that they found out, oh, you guys coordinated this because you distracted security so he can get on the field.
Right.
Yeah, they voided it.
I mean, it's a rigged bet.
I mean, yeah, at that point it is. It's like,
how much did he put, do you know? Like $10,000 or something?
I forgot how much he put, but like he was going to win like $30,000 or some shit like
Holy
that.
Shit.
Yeah. And like to bail the other guy out, it was only like $500. Yeah. Like really streaking and trespassing and you only get a $500, you know, bail.
Yeah, you split the pot, you know. It's like, what, do you get 6 months probation for that?
Year right,
probation?
If that.
It's worth it.
Like, come on now.
I'd bail you out and give you half.
Oh, yeah.
You ran out on the field.
And I don't even think his buddy was giving him half. I think he was just giving him like a couple grand or so. But still, like a couple grand and you pay my, you know,
yeah.
fee. Like, why not?
Yeah, dude. And plus, you're known as the guy who streaked during the Super Bowl.
You're a legend.
All right. Like, doing it during a baseball game, not that sweet.
But doing it during
the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, doing it during the World Series, maybe.
Right.
You know? But, like, it's got to be a championship environment, you know?
Yeah. But 31-9.
Yeah.
Like we said, Tampa Bay probably played their best game of the year.
Yeah. Brady
I
looked
just
sharp.
Realized
which
that
the thing is, and everybody's like, oh, Brady's in the zone. Like, he had to be.
Yeah.
You could not slack up against.
No, not at all.
Like, It took till the last like 6 minutes or so before I was like, okay, yeah, it's done. KC does not have a chance to come back. Because it's that type of team where they can score that quick. And they were trying to make it happen. It just couldn't, you know?
And I mean, you know, what I was telling you, you know, even on the podcast prior to the game, it's like, I really think no one predicted that. I did not predict, like,
I should have put money on that sack, though. Sack bet.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I didn't think, you know, you think Mahomes was just going to get rid of the ball.
Exactly,
you know?
Which he tried, but it was some instances where he just couldn't.
Right. But, I mean, my reasoning for, you know, me thinking that Tampa Bay is going to come away with the edge is that Brady's getting hot earlier in the games, which he did. He was hot early in the game.
Yeah, because like, this was the first Super Bowl he scored in the first quarter.
Right. And then they scored two in the second quarter, I believe. And, like, he was getting hot early. Mm-hmm. Complete opposite of what happened, you know, the first game against KC.
Yeah.
And then the pass rush against, you know, having two missing alignment, two starters. Like, that was
technically
like,
three, realistically, because you got to think. They've been down Laurent Tardif the entire season.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was why they brought in Kelechi Osalime, and he went down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were on your third tackle at that point, at that position.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's just asking for disaster in the Super Bowl, you know? So that was kind of my reasoning there. Obviously, you think, you know, Mahomes is going to prevail and, you know, be
the
great.
Try to find ways to prop it open.
Yeah,
wow, Porzingis is 4-for-5 from three right now.
Holy smokes.
He's on fire.
But Shaq Barrett could have been the MVP of that game.
He could have been.
You know, and Ndamukong Suh made some plays.
Yep.
You know, that they couldn't stop the pass rush.
Yeah.
And obviously everybody saw, you know, Brady to Gronk was just.
It was just lethal.
It was vintage, man.
Man.
You know.
Flashbacks of New England.
Right.
Like, it was a great game plan, honestly. Like, and it what pissed me off the most at the end of that is the fact that, you know, you just see the game plan that Ty Bowles struck up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, this guy wasn't even a thought as a head coach. And he literally drew up a game plan that was able to neutralize the most unneutralizable offense in the NFL.
Right.
An offense that everybody was like, you can't guard. And he shut it down. Granted, there was injuries, but still.
Like, one of the most unstoppable offenses in the history.
Exactly.
Like, let's be fair.
Yeah.
You know?
And he literally was like, no, can it. That's it.
Yeah.
Done. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I admit, I had to go back myself because, you know, when I was rooting for the Jets actively, Todd Bowles was their coach.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for Todd Bowles as a coach because I just felt something was kind of missing with him. Like, he just didn't have that extra spark as a head coach that would win.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, he showed me last Sunday he deserves to be a head coach in the NFL. Like, he definitely deserves to right the ship of what happened in New York.
I'm not going to lie. I have a bad taste in my mouth from him and as the Jets coach.
Yeah.
Like,
because he was just so bad as the Jets coach.
Right,
he was. Maybe
that
it was
team
just
was terrible.
Maybe it was Jets management as well not properly setting him up to succeed. That could have been it. That could have very well been why, you know, I just had that bad taste in my mouth for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they had him, who was, like, their quarterback and stuff?
I think it was right before Darnold. So, I think it was the tail end of Sanchez, and I think Geno Smith was a QB as well at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was like, you didn't really have your franchise guy there, a guy you thought... They thought they could build around Geno, but I always had questions about Geno Smith from day one.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. They had Josh McCown prior to Darnold. They've had Darnold the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Josh McCown was basically their starter.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzpatrick prior to that.
Yep.
And Geno Smith prior to that.
Mm.
And that was kind of when Bowles took over, right?
Yeah, right around there. Yep.
Because where was he at prior? Where was he at before
he
that?
He was a defensive coordinator. Was it Arizona that he was a defensive coordinator?
I was thinking either them or Tampa Bay, but I might just be thinking Tampa Bay now.
Let's see. Because I forget exactly where he was coordinating at. But, like, he definitely, you know, Arizona. That was it. Yep. Yeah, because I think he was actually in Arizona under Arians at that time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I think he was actually under Arians at that time.
How the hell did he get a head coaching job? Like, that Cardinals team was bad.
Yeah, 2013 was not really a good Cardinals team.
Right.
But it's the Jets. I mean, think about it. After they fired him, they hired Adam Gase as head coach. Robert Saleh is the best head coaching hire the Jets have had since Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're being, and you know what? Bowles was after Rex.
Yeah.
He was literally right after. Ah, yeah. Yep. Because they cut Rex. They basically cut Rex from his deal. And then, you know, a few days later, that's when they signed Bowles.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Rex Ryan, that team fell apart after, like, because when Rex Ryan was there, man, they were literally the defensive team.
They were fiery enough.
That would just, like, the Patriots were winning every year. Yep. Like, no doubt about it. But this team was getting so close, and it was literally just from their defense.
They made it to the AFC Championship back-to-back years, and the Patriots didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was when, who'd they lose to? Like, the Ravens?
Yeah, it was the Ravens, and it was someone else. Like,
Steelers?
They were a solid team under Rex Ryan.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was when they had Revis, and then who was the guy who played across from him? The kid with 30 kids?
Cromartie. Oh, Cromartie.
Yeah, man. They had a really stacked lineup.
Yep.
They always had a good D-line, good linebackers.
Yeah.
Didn't they make
a solid team.
Wasn't the AFC Championship team when they had, like, LaDainian Tomlinson?
I think it was before the LT days, if I'm not mistaken. Like, right before, because I know.
No, it wasn't, like, because before LT was, like, Curtis Martin, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty close to that, anyways.
Let's see.
Because they brought in LT, and they went pretty far. Then they also had, like, Curtis Martin or something. Or is that who I just said?
Because I know they went from Curtis Martin to, hold on. Because 09, their depth chart was Thomas Jones. Yeah, because Thomas Jones and Sean Green and Leon Washington.
Yep. Whoa. You all right? You need me to blast you in the chest?
Okay, we're good. We're good. Yeah. All right. We're good.
Welcome back to Jets Podcast.
Right. Welcome back to the Jets Podcast.
Oh, dude, they had assless chapped Favre.
Oh, no. I think that was 09 was the year that they had that Favre.
Yeah, he was. Yep. That was assless chaps.
Yep. No, wait. No, it was the year before.
No, totally. Well, it was. It was while he was on the Jets when he did all that.
Yeah, because
it was the New York cheerleader.
It was the 08 Jets that he was on, because 09 was when they actually drafted Sanchez. Because remember, Stafford won one, and I think Sanchez was two that year.
Something like that?
Yeah, I think he was number two. No, he was five. Yeah, he was five. In hindsight, I wanted the Lions to take Mark Sanchez so bad at that time.
Well, probably because he was a big USC name.
Yep, yep.
That's essentially why. But
and I'm like, in hindsight, my God, they got so lucky.
Yeah, in hindsight, I mean, they just cashed in on Stafford hard.
Yeah, like, man, hell of a career. Hell of a career.
Yeah.
I miss him so much already. Did you see their parting gift to the city?
I did see that, yeah.
Man.
Wasn't it like they're building like a school or something?
Yep, 2010 was Joe McKnight and LT. And I think that was the year that they made it to
the AFC Championship game.
Yep. Against the Steelers that year.
Yeah, and then they lost to the Steelers. And,
then 2011.
To beat the Cardinals.
Oh, wait. No, it was. Okay, so it was 09. They were in the AFC Championship against the Colts. They lost 17-3. And then they lost to the Steelers 19-14. Ouch.
That was the thing, man. They had no offense. Yeah. They had, like, Pennington and Sanchez. And, like, they just.
Because Sanchez was the quarterback those 2 years. But it's like, dude, you had Braylon Edwards was your wide receiver one.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Santonio Holmes, which wasn't bad, but. Ooh, man.
But that was post, like, Santonio Holmes, like, in his
exactly.
In his
like,
heyday,
it wasn't Santonio Holmes out there dominating.
Right.
Oh, they did have Jericho Cotchery in 09.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's that? What good is that going to do?
Yeah, true. Because that was Jericho Cotchery, like, on the decline at that point.
So, hypothetically, let's try this out for size, right?
All
right. I saw a mock draft the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It involved the Lions trading 7.
Mm-hmm.
For 17 and 82 this year, plus a first next year from Washington.
I mean, I don't think they're going quarterback anymore. And
they very well could. They could take
they
that
could,
one.
They
kid,
really could.
Trey
like,
Lance
they really
or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they really could. But him. I don't. It's the Lions. I don't see them going quarterback, unfortunately.
Here's the thing, man. I would 100% take that.
I would too. Yeah.
Like, think about it this way.
Because especially if you have Goff, so you don't need to go with a quarterback.
You don't have to do it
because
right
you
now.
Can build around Goff for your future.
Right. And then you could just – and when you're getting all these picks, right, you're front-loaded this year already.
Yep.
You know, you already have another pick to fall on, right? Yep. Did they get another first this year?
I think so.
So that would set you up – if you moved from seven, that would set you up with three first-round picks next year.
Yep.
And you get another second-rounder this
year.
You'd
be like the Jets this year.
Right.
And if somebody pops up that's actually, you know, a steal that's on the trade market – hey, guys, I'm playing Danny Ainge. I got all these draft picks. What should I do with them?
Not even that, dude. You get a, you know, a quarterback who just shows up next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you can move into the first overall spot if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man, we got three picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you don't lose out and you're not number one.
Yep.
Like, you 100% could do that.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a no-brainer. Like, yeah, you want to have an early pick this year.
But, man.
But if you could just load up, you still have a first rounder this year.
Mm-hmm.
You get an additional second, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Then you move in next year and you get another first rounder. 100% I'd take that.
Yeah, I'd do it.
And plus, you would be moving down till 17 or something. You would just take Washington's pick this year.
Exactly. So you're not losing your first round pick at all. You're just shifting back.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
And then you're getting Washington's pick next year after they draft a rookie quarterback. Like, they're not going to go out and win a bunch of games.
Exactly. You know? Like, granted, which, you know, we do forget, though, Washington did win that division with a strong defense.
They did, but, I mean, let's be fair. Washington wasn't really that great of a team.
They did re-sign Heinicke, though.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah. You know, shockingly, I was looking at the odds for, like, winning the division in the East. The Cowboys are the favorite again.
Well, for sure.
Washington has the worst odds. I'm confused at that. Like, granted, you know.
You get New York back with Saquon.
But Philly, you don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah, Philly should be the
they should
the
be
least
the
likely.
Yeah. And then, too, I mean, you get Saquon back in New York, but realistically, after his rookie season, Saquon has been injury prone or underperforming. Like, hopefully he bounces back, but he ain't been living up to the hype necessarily since the rookie season. It's like he hit the sophomore slump and just hasn't come out of it.
Yeah. So, tinfoil hat time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actually have tinfoil hats on this show, but
he's lying.
Bill Belichick sent. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick sent Bill O'Brien to Houston, all as a ploy to get J.J. Watt to New England.
Ooh, that would have been filthy if so.
Right?
He sits
sits all of his players this year. He gets, you know, nine of his, you know, playoff starting players back next season, plus J.J. Watt.
You know, I'm hearing rumors that they might try to trade back for Jimmy G.
Yeah, yeah. They bring back Garoppolo, their guy. Yep. Let him get a taste of the Super Bowl while Brady's out winning one for New England.
Yep.
New England's back in it, baby. Ugh. Bill Belichick, the biggest brain in football of all time.
That's
not even
filthy.
Close.
And it's a possibility, you know. Ooh, good steal.
Or if they bring in Watson. Like, could you imagine that? They bring in Watt and Watson.
Oh, my God. Like,
New England's back in it for the next 20 years.
I would hate New England, but at the same time, I'm like, go Deshaun.
You would have to respect it.
You have to. Like, at that point, it's like, go Deshaun, man.
If that were the case, Bill Belichick would go down like no one's touching him.
Yeah, easily.
Right? He sits all of his players, gets a high pick, only does it just to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
You know?
That would be so. That's so Bill Belichick. That's so Bill.
Yeah. He has Patricia go to Detroit.
Oh, Jake Arrieta has agreed to an extension with the Cubs.
Really?
Yeah. 1 year.
I mean, is that really news? What are the Cubs doing?
Yeah. I heard they're still trying to figure shit out with Chris Bryant, though.
Yeah, wasn't there a rumor he was all, like going
to
New
York
last year?
I heard he was on the block.
Year?
Yeah, I heard he was on the trade block.
What's he updating on the Knicks game? I got to keep a close eye on that.
Oh, yeah, they're currently... Hold on, let's see if I can get it real quick.
Let's just pull it up. I got this.
Yeah, the NBA app decides to do a little show when you try to pull it up on the phone.
They're up 11.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
There we go.
I love it.
Go Knickerbockers.
That's right.
Damn.
Spurs are giving it to the Hawks.
I see. I just saw that.
Yeah. We've got the Pelicans game on. They're doing their thing right now.
Yeah, they trying.
Still early, but I don't know. What are your favorite bets? We got about 5 minutes. What's your favorite bets of the weekend?
The gimmies. Dude, so, okay, look. I was on DraftKings, and I was like, I'm tempted to put money on Denny Hamlin to place top three in the Daytona 500.
Oh, God.
Because they had a boost on it where 25 will pay out to just over 100.
Hang on. Let me read. Let me before you continue, let me read this for you.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help. No.
But look, only reason I thought about it even, because I looked at like the last few years of the Daytona 500, like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Hamlin's either won it or been in the top three all but 1 year.
Okay.
So I was like, not a bad
idea.
Is he
the guy with the M&M car?
I think so, yeah. He's won like the last two in a row apparently. Yeah, and then he finished top three and then didn't finish in the top five, but then won the one before that. So it's like, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Smart money goes there.
Yeah, it's like it's not one of those bets where it's like, hey, this guy's never really done anything and the odds are crazy, so I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's just like, this guy actually makes sense to you, don't do it.
Yeah. So I've been heavy on mm-hmm. the Knicks.
I see.
Just because, like, they're easy bets, man. Like, they're not getting the respect they need. And
yeah.
I like them tomorrow against the Rockets, too. I mean, the Rockets have been slumping, man.
Yeah, they have. But you know what it is? Christian Wood.
Yeah.
Losing Christian Wood has killed any and all momentum mm-hmm. that Houston had going, unfortunately.
Right.
It's very unfortunate that that's the case, but that's bit they season. Because they were looking very good the trade.
They were looking real good. They got real hot.
Like they were playing great defense, good offense, and now, like, they're trying Boogie
and that
Cousins.
Was even before Wall got going. Like,
yeah,
before
like Boogie
even,
Cousins
like,
and John Wall are trying, but
yeah,
it's not enough. Like, you kind of need that Christian Wood presence.
But actually, I'll give it to DeMarcus Cousins. He's been shooting.
He has.
Great, especially from deep, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually, like, when you see it, he's just firing him. He doesn't care, and he's hitting mm-hmm. him, you know? I've been riding the Jazz. You know, they've
been hot.
Crazy, just, you know, winning. I don't really necessarily like them, you know, minus three tonight or minus 2.5 tonight at the Bucks. Mm-hmm. What do they have a game tomorrow?
Mm.
I don't think they do. Oh, they do against Miami.
Okay. That should be a good one.
I would take them minus three all day on that. If it's any higher than that, I'd be pretty skeptical because Miami's playing too.
Yeah, Miami's playing pretty well. They're starting to get back to form because everybody's healthy now.
Yeah. What else we got? Boston and Washington.
Yeah.
If Beal,
Boston.
Yeah, but if Beal goes.
Definitely Boston.
Yeah, take Boston plus 10.
Right.
Brooklyn, Golden State. Where are you going on that one? That's going to be kind of the biggest one this weekend.
I mean, I don't really know because I want to say Golden State because they've been so hot this week, but Brooklyn's in a slump. I think they're on like a 3-4 game losing streak.
Yeah. No, they came back and blew out last night.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. they came for right blood last night.
But
who are
they
play?
Need to make a statement against a team like Golden State in primetime. They need to do that.
Who did they have yesterday, right? They killed somebody last night.
They beat the shit out of someone. I forgot who it was, though. Did I
dream that? Like, what the?
No, they,
I'm over here having dreams in my sleep.
Wait, did you? Yeah. No, they beat the Pacers by 10 on Wednesday.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking because you thought, like, oh, shit, Brooklyn's slumping, you know? I almost took the Pacers in that game, actually.
Yeah, you almost did.
But Durant's back, which we could talk about that, honestly, because that's some bullshit itself.
Dude, the fact that how that all played out, and then you look up, and he comes back for the prime time Saturday night game.
Right, like, of course he does, you know?
Like, really? What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, man. Like,
come on.
I mean, he was back on the floor that night.
Dude,
and then they
want to
sit him.
And I was pissed, too, because we put money on it.
Right.
Thinking, oh, KD's playing. They're going to cover the spread.
That should have been easy fucking win for us. I mean, that's the only, still since the betting started, that's the only live game bet I've done. But that was easy. Like,
because
was,
you see KD at the start.
Right.
And then you see the money's looking so good and he comes in the game.
Right.
Yeah. You fire that up every time.
Yeah, no shit.
And then they pull him in the fourth quarter. Come on now.
Yep.
Oh, you can't play. Then why are we finishing this game?
Right.
Well, it's not safe for you to be out here. I was already out there. Oh, dude. So, you know how pumped I am for the fucking Snyder Cut, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they released, because they're doing a trailer Sunday. So I already
for that cut.
Yep.
Okay.
So the trip, like they showed earlier, a clip of it, and it's fucking Darkseid. Dude,
does he look sweet?
dude. He looks so fucking badass.
Wait, he's not in that show, is he? Or in that movie?
Yeah, he's going to be in it, in the Snyder Cut. Oh, like, really? Dude.
Is it just like a snippet of him, or is he actually like in it?
Yeah, hold on. Like, he's going to be in the movie. Yeah. Because this is him, like, early Darkseid in the flashback portion.
Oh, that's kind of tight.
But this is the pick that they dropped earlier.
Dude.
Yeah, like this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm so geeked for this. And then I didn't peep at first when I first saw the trailer. I was like, oh, shit, they even got Granny Goodness in here, too? Like, they going full-blown, like, Darkseid and his whole gang in this movie.
Granny Goodness?
Yeah.
Is that a real character?
Oh, yeah, it's a real character. Yeah. Like, she runs, like, Darkseid's, like, female furies and shit, which is, like, these badass women that just beat the shit out of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Actually, a good Darkseid movie. Watch Batman versus Superman Apocalypse. It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good. Like, it's the fight scene at the end with Darkseid and Superman and Supergirl. Oh, dude.
Wait, is this like an old movie?
Yeah, it's like about 10, I want to say 15 years old. Oh, this movie shit. Is. Like, it was a good one when it first came out.
Yeah, because Darkseid's supposed to be like the biggest, baddest bad guy of
in
all.
DC,
right?
Yeah. Like, he's literally like top of the line until you start getting to these new, like, extremely busted characters like that they've been doing lately.
Yeah.
But Darkseid ain't no joke, dude. Like, his power is literally the Omega effect where he can just wipe you from existence.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Sort of like Thanos.
But worse, because he don't even need the glove. He just looks at you with the laser beams and it's like, pew, that's it.
Huh.
Yeah. Character's a badass, bro.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's it?
That's an hour, man.
That is an hour.
How the hell, it didn't feel like an hour.
It didn't. Dude, I'm feeling like it feels like an episode of WandaVision at this point.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm thoroughly enjoying that show. It's getting so much better every week.
That's the show with the vibrator, right?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The vibrator show. That's
I told somebody your take on that the other day, and they started pissing themselves. I was like, my buddy said that's a show about some girl losing her vibrator or something.
Like, she lost her favorite vibrator, and then that's just, you know, she loses her shit. But, dude, like, it's that show's made me realize I hate watching 30-minute shows on a weekly basis.
Oh, because, I bet, because it's like nothing happens, or dude, it's like all too quick.
Yeah, and then once you get to the part where it's getting good, it's like, so, because like I told you the other day, I was going through football withdrawals already, so I started back watching Ballers again. Dude, like, as much as I love that show, watching it week by week when it came out, it's so much better just streaming from one episode to the other.
Yeah.
It's just so fluid. Like, even
with
the recap.
So like most shows. Like, yeah. I couldn't imagine watching like True Detective. Like, on a weekly basis?
I mean, I could, because it's an hour show. Like, even Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones watching weekly.
Fair enough.
It was solid, because, you know, it's our episode, but it's a lot that happens in that hour. Yeah. So, it's a lot to process. Because, right. I mean, even with Watchmen. I loved Watchmen as a series. I loved watching it week by week, waiting for the next episode. But watching it as a binge, it was just as good, if not better.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, call it there.
That's it.
Wait for the Snyder Cut. Yeah, for real this time.
Snyder Cut's coming.
Yeah.
Dude, next month is going to be so amazing for, like, just movies and TV shows and stuff for me.
We will start with the show. I'm going to put that in the notes right now. We're starting the show with that next week.
Man.
So, Chris knows everything there is to know about, like, shows that are coming out.
I'm like a walking encyclopedia.
Like, just
weird
shit
stuff
that my wife watches. He's, like, already seen it. And it's just, like, he just knows everything. So,
yeah.
You're definitely going to want to tune in for that one.
Oh yeah,
and we'll keep you covered on everything sports.
We got this.
But we're gonna leave with that.
Hey,
because we've got what? That's we've got one more week until basically all your shows come out.
Yeah, basically like March is coming up. Yeah, because and then WandaVision's ending in like the next 3 weeks or so, and then they're going straight. Like, they're gonna take a week off on Disney Plus and go straight into Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I'm so pumped for that, dude. That show is gonna be legit.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, actually, no, you know it's a show that's coming back? It actually comes back next week.
What?
Snowfall. You should watch that.
Snowfall.
Yeah.
Noted.
It's very, like, dude, it's very, because you know how people say, like, yeah, as far as, like, you know, TV shows are like, yeah, The Wire and Breaking Bad are up there. People are now slowly trying to put Snowfall in that conversation. It's a damn good show.
Mr. Robot's right there.
Yeah, like everybody that another one, in. Mr. Robot. Like, it's slowly approaching that level where it's like, dude, each season of the show just gets better and better.
Damn.
Yep.
All right, Chris, shut up. Here we go. End of the show.
End of the show.
Follow him on Twitter and all that other stuff, and that's it. Goodbye. Peace.
Peace.